Ah, yes, we all want to be in vogue. Well, my next guest is definitely in vogue. For the first time, an Indigenous model has been selected to represent the Northern Territory at the Miss World Australia National Finals. Her name is Magnolia Maimuru, and she's 19 years old. Magnolia, welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, thank you all for having me.
Oh, well, it's absolute pleasure. You must be pretty excited. What's it like preparing for something like Miss World?
Oh, I am so excited. I feel so blessed to be even, you know, given this opportunity to represent my state and my people. It's very mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing. What do you have to do to get ready for this?
Well, at the moment, I'm doing a bit of fundraising for Variety, and I'll be fundraising money for children with special needs, and busy, you know, doing all of that stuff and interviews, and I'll be doing phone calls with people, you know, a lot of stuff.
So you were first talent spotted in Darwin a couple of years ago, but I've heard that you said no at first. Why did you say no?
Well, that's where I've come from. Education is actually a very big thing, and because I grew up learning both ways, so we were taught, you know, bilingual education, I said to him, look, I've come a long way from my community to be here. I'm actually a year 12 student at the moment. I'm boarding here in Darwin. And I said to him, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't, because education comes first. And it was very important to me to finish year 12.
What a wonderful story. So you didn't want modelling to kind of interrupt your education. Do you see it now differently? Do you think you can do both?
Well, I've wanted to do many things like nursing and, you know, teaching. I've had a lot of thoughts in studying, but I thought maybe if I just put it on hold for a while and just try something new and do something new for my community and for my people.
You were born about 600 kilometres east of Darwin in Yirrkala, a coastal Arnhem Land community. Did you ever think you would end up in fashion? Did kind of girls in your community ever imagine that? Is that sort of one of the aspirations that you guys had?
Well, I do know some girls. Like, I know some of my friends that have been wanting to do modelling for a while, but, you know, the opportunity is never really offered in the communities and in Arnhem Land. Like, you know, I got discovered in Darwin. It wouldn't have happened if I was back home, and I hope I can make the pathway for that to be possible.
There aren't really many prominent Indigenous models in Australia. I think Samantha Harris is one of the few who've really made it big. Do you think that's changing at all? And why is it important to see Indigenous people kind of on catwalks or in the public sphere and really prominent roles like this?
Let me just, first off, I just want to say she is so beautiful. Like, every time I see her photos, you know, it just gives me, she inspires me to do this. And, like, people like her are people that just give me inspiration to do it. And it gives me that extra push to know that there's somebody else that is also Indigenous that comes from my country. And, you know, that's something I can share with her, because we both have culture, we both have identity and, you know, language and all that. You know, it makes me feel comfortable to know that there's someone there.
And how does it change the lives of other Indigenous people to see you and Samantha in roles like this, really well known, you know, as I say, in the public sphere, on people's television screens, in magazines? How does it change the lives of other Indigenous young people?
I already got a message from a young boy in Townsville. He spoke about how he wanted to do modelling before, but there weren't many dark-skinned people, like dark-skinned Indigenous people in the fashion industry, and, you know, not many dark-skinned models. And I said, you know, I was very touched by it, and I said to him, you know, and he said that I inspired him, and, you know, it feels good to know that I've given him just a tad bit of confidence, but then gave him that push, and it's all up to him now to follow on and just stay strong and keep to what he wants to do.
I'm going to bring in now from Darwin, Mihaly Tsangaris. He's the director of the Northern Territory Fashion Week, and he's the person who first actually spotted you, Magnolia.
Yes.
Mihaly, yes. You must have been disappointed when she first said no.
Oh, well, first of all, hello to everybody listening. Yeah, it was a disappointment when she first said no, but to be honest with you, I was actually more excited in that she said no, because to meet, you know, a girl at that stage, she was 17 years of age, to see a girl who has all the attributes to be a model to then say, I'm not used to them saying no at 17. They usually jump up and down and get all excited and run and ring all their friends and you know, try and tell everybody the story. But Magnolia actually excited me even more, because she showed me immediately that she definitely has the goods for the business, because she was true to herself and she knows what she wants from her own life. And she said no because her education was more important. So actually, it actually just made me want her more in the future. And I was actually really proud that she said no. It was actually a really great thing. And I'm so glad that she did, because, you know, now she's got her year 12, and then she went another year after that and did a certificate one in business administration and public health. And, you know, now she's ready. Now she's got the time, and now her brain isn't all about her education. Now she's got the time to be free and to actually do something and make a change for the country and you know, be part of being the leaders in this industry.
Magnolia, has it been hard to convince the elders that this is a good idea? How have you done that?
Well, before I was offered, you know, the opportunity to become Miss World MT, I sat down with my family and I spoke to them. I spoke to, because most of my family are well known in the community. They've got, you know, many friends. And I sat down with them and I said to them, look, I've been offered this great opportunity to represent Northern Territory at Miss World Australia. And they said, if we're completely honest, you have to stick true to your culture and who you are. Put culture first before that. And I said to them, I'm very proud of where I am right now and what I have achieved. And I hope my family feel the same.
Thank you to both of you. Magnolia, congratulations again. You're killing it.
Thank you so much. You know, thank you for having me. Thank you for even being interested. Like, you know, it means a lot. Thank you.
We can't help but be interested, Magnolia. You got to stop thanking me. I got to thank you. Thanks to both of you, though.
Thanks
so much.
That's Magnolia Maimuru. She's the first Indigenous model selected to represent the Northern Territory at the Miss World Australia National Finals. And Mihaly Tsangaras, he's the director of the Northern Territory Fashion Week. You're listening to RN Drive. I don't know about you, but I just love that story on so many levels. It's very rare that you can cover a story that actually makes you feel happy at the end of it. 0418-226-576. I don't know. I reckon you might agree with me. Magnolia seems to me like the next big thing. You can also tweet us at RN Drive.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.